morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you're listening to us. Welcome to the Geopol Talks. You'll be listening to Newton Adika, the digital marketing executive here at Geopol. And we'll be having one interesting conversation with a panelist of some of my colleagues, and one special guest will be joining us. So I'm going to give this chance to the colleagues that I have here at Geopol, who they can introduce themselves. They can tell us what they do and what they're looking forward to this discussion. Let me start on my left with a gentleman called Ian.
Hello everyone. My name is Ian Ndego. I work at Geopol as a QA, that is a quality assurance or a software tester, which is in the tech department of Geopol. I am not too conversant with influencing, not that, but eager to learn, eager to know what other people's views are, and looking forward to the conversation.
Nice, thank you so much, Ian. And then we are also joined by Pauline.
Yes, hi everyone. This is Pauline Mudoni, aka Posh, Senior Program Assistant at Geopol. Thank you, Newton, for inviting me again into your panel. Glad to meet Mimo. I'm a big fan of yours. You teach me how to do those old dance moves. Anyway, we'll discuss that later. But well, nice
Thank
to meet you,
you
and hoping to have a good conversation. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Karen. I work at Geopol as a program assistant. So I'm really looking forward to discussing about influencing and social media, and try and find out the data or the insights that we're going to get from this conversation.
Yes, thank you so much. And as I had mentioned, guys, we are having a special guest, and the person who is going to join us in this discussion is one of the most celebrated influencers here in Kenya, and she has over 130,000 TikTok followers and over 30,000 Instagram followers too. And I can give her a chance for her to introduce herself, and she can share more about herself as an influencer. Welcome, Mimo Karanja.
Hi, thank you for having me. My name is Mimo Karanja. I am a digital content creator. I do create content that revolves around nostalgia. It's hilarious and it is relatable. And I'm most active on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, that's nice. And thank you, Mimo, for joining us in this conversation. So to start this conversation, we are going to talk about social media influencing in Africa. And let me just give you guys a rundown of what this podcast today will be all about. First of all, we as Geopol conducted a survey on social media influencing in Kenya and Nigeria with a sample size of over 1,466 participants. And the data that we got was so interesting. We had amazing insights, whereby we found out that once again, Facebook is the most preferred use of medium of social media by most of our respondents. And we found out that 22% of the respondents said they interact with influencers, engage influencers via Facebook. And 17.9% use YouTube, and 16.9% use TikTok, and 15.5% use Instagram, and another 14% use Twitter. There are diverse information that we got from this data, and we found out that there are some kind of influencers that people follow here in Africa. And some of the influencers that many people tend to incline towards are celebrities, such as musicians and actors, And we have journalists and media influencers. We also have experts in particular fields, social media sensations, for instance, the one that we have in the panelists today, Mimo Karanja. And we also have those who follow regular social media users and bloggers and vloggers. And what are kind of the categories that many people tend to incline towards? We found out that lifestyle influencers were the top kind of categories that many people tend to incline towards with 18.17%. And we also found fashion influencers came in closely with 15%, and tech influencers came in later on with 15% as the top three most best the categories that many people tend to follow. And there's this aspect of influencers recommending, products or services to people. And we find out that many people tend to really follow the recommendations that influencers kind of like share to them, with 46% saying that this they do, and sometimes 48% say they do. So let's dive into our today's discussion. The panelists, if I may ask the guest that we have today, Mimo Karanja.
Yes.
What did it take for you? How did you kind of like stumble into influencing? Because from the knowledge that we have about you, you started off as a content creator. Did just brand identify you, and or how did you find yourself becoming an influencer?
So first and foremost, even before I'd say we knew like content creation was something, I was already participating in performing arts. That was my passion. And so when I came across the platform known as now known as TikTok, it was the one platform that allowed me to, you know, showcase my talents, performing arts in one platform. You see, like Instagram is very posy, same as Facebook, but TikTok was more like you are allowed to dance, you're allowed to act, you can dance, you can act, you can sing in one platform. So for me, I'd say I was just doing what I do in I'd say in real life. Now I just brought it to social media, where I was acting out on lip syncing to audios while acting. I would dance, I would sing sometimes, you know, lip-syncing to audios. Basically, what I did in my real life, I just took it to social media, and people related to what I do, mostly the comedy side of it, the nostalgia part of it, and eventually, that's why I say, like, I was just creating content, and then when the nostalgia content really took off, that's when brands started looking my way, and I found myself now more becoming an influencer.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's so nice. So let me turn this conversation to our panelists, and let me just ask each and every one of our panelists here. You know, there's diversity in African influences, and we find people tend to incline towards different kind of influencers. If I may start with Karen, we have different kind of influencer type. We have fashion influencers, tech influencers, travel influencers, political influencers, lifestyle influencers, food influencers, gossip influencers. Which ones do you tend to incline towards most of the time?
For me, thank you, Newton. So for me, I'm mostly inclined towards fashion influencers. Travel is not so much. Lifestyle influencers, I really love lifestyle influencers, and food influencers, gossip influencers, once in a while, because you just have to be updated on what is happening around Kenya. I think those are the main ones that I incline with. Yeah.
And what about you, Pauline?
For me, I'd say gossip by default, because when you open any social media platform, for example, Instagram, Nairobi Gossip is the first page there, on BNN. If you know, you know. But anyway, what I incline, like my personal interest, is mostly fashion and lifestyle, as well as food. food influencers. Yeah, mainly.
Nice. Yeah. How about the gentleman Ian?
For the gentleman Ian, I'm not too much into following people who influence things, but when I do like seeing traveling influencers, especially those who showcase those, I don't know that we call them hidden gems, things that are very unique. So I like and watching those.
Right, with the likes of Kina Dev Money.
Yes, I watch Dev Money.
Yeah.
Other than just traveling, his food, they're big on food, so that also falls in the category food influencers. Good food is always good. Then because of my industry in which I work, tech influencers, I do follow quite a few just to know what's popping, what's new in that industry. And also being a new parent, I found myself now following people who have parenting content, things that I could learn from, and just seeing how different things are done. Yeah. So.
Yes, that's amazing. That's amazing data from our panelists here. And I have a question for Mimo Karanja.
Yes.
So, Mimo,
yeah.
We found out that recently, when we did the survey, we found out that majority of the young audience, let's say the Generation Z,
yeah,
tend to incline towards TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that TikTok is currently the let's say the safe space for the upcoming generation in terms of like let's say content,
yeah,
or would you differ with that? Because we found out that a majority of audience from 18 to 25 chose TikTok as their preferred mode of following influencers. Would you say that's the mode that is currently in, and that is here to stay for quite some time for this generation? Or would you say just like let's say Facebook, which will later on come to pass? Or what's your thought on that?
I definitely agree with it. Currently TikTok is the big thing, and I would definitely tell an upcoming content creator to help, or even an aspiring one, and you're looking to one that is looking to start their journey, to definitely consider TikTok as their first platform. This is because currently TikTok is like I believe it's, in as much as statistics shows, number one, Facebook has a lot of people, but I believe a lot of the young people are consuming a lot of TikTok. So you have high chances of, I'd say, exposing your content, getting your content exposed to a lot of people quicker rather than on the other platforms. Like if I'd consider Instagram, YouTube, I feel like you have a potential of growing faster on TikTok. And then there's one thing when it comes to TikTok, this I'm talking from a perspective of someone who's now starting up the industry, is TikTok, you have the potential of getting a wider audience than Instagram because of the shareability. Because you find that a TikTok video, I'm sure maybe if any of you has TikTok, you find a TikTok, you like a TikTok video, and immediately you can share it very quickly to your WhatsApp status. You can share it to a WhatsApp group. You can share it on directly to your Instagram status. Like the shareability on TikTok is crazy and more efficient. So it will make your journey, or rather give you a wider audience quicker compared to the other platforms. So definitely I'd say for now TikTok is the big thing, but being that it's social media, you never know, tomorrow there might be another bigger app that will come up. But for now I think TikTok is here for a good run. Like itakaka before we could say that, oh, now people are not into TikTok, it's another app. I think it's gonna stay for some time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing insights. And if I may ask, you know, my panelist here is quite diverse. We have millennials here, and we have a Gen Z also joining us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I may ask, I just wanted to kind of like crack their brain to find out which social media platforms do they use for, do they use to engage with influencers? If I may start with Karen. I know Karen is a Generation Z, and Sharon, and Mimo Karanja, you've talked about TikTok being the in thing. Is it the same? Do you agree with the data that we found out that TikTok tends to incline towards the younger generation, Karen?
Yeah, I will actually agree with the data, because, okay, personally, I'm not a TikTok person. But I create content on TikTok once in a while when I'm not busy.
Yeah.
Personally, for me, I love Instagram a lot. So I really, really incline to Instagram 90% of the time. Actually, 90% of the time that I'm on my phone, I'm on Instagram. But considering those are my friends, my siblings, most of the time they spend on TikTok. Most of the time, so I would agree. Maybe I'm a different Gen Z, I don't know, but I would agree with the data, it's true, except the few cases that are exceptional, like me. But I highly believe that Instagram is also a very, very road-based tool, like influence.
And before I give Pauline a chance to engage us with this. We previously had a discussion on social media usage in Africa, and Pauline really she was really excited about this topic, and she said that TikTok is one of her favorite social media platform. Yeah. As a millennial. As a millennial. What's your thought on TikTok becoming like one of the really becoming popular for influencing, because it gave rise to some of the influencers that we see today in Kenya, like Mimo Karanja, the likes of Ajib Gadoni, the likes of Aziad. Some of them we found out through them through TikTok.
Yes.
What's your thought on TikTok kind of like gaining popularity, and is TikTok the only platform that you use to follow influencers?
Okay, so as Mimo mentioned, the rise of TikTok, or what do I say? Like, I'm looking for the English word. Anyway, what I would say, anything can happen on TikTok. I can be trending tomorrow and become an influencer.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to be famous. But I think TikTok is here to stay.
Yeah.
And the rate at which it's growing, I'd love to hear some insights from Mimo, especially in terms of the time it takes to maintain your trending curve as an influencer. What maybe the hashtags or whatever you use to ensure that you're trending. And of course, the money they make, that one will come to that. But for sure, TikTok, as I said in the last podcast, everyone is on TikTok. Anyone and everyone is on TikTok. And it's not about your good side only. It's your day-to-day. Like, we post day-to-day activities. You can be in the office, you post something, it trends. You can be in your house. You can be anywhere. So I think that relatability, is it relatability?
Yes.
Yes. across the millennials and Gen Zs here, and across everyone, gives TikTok a higher, like an upper hand in being the number one influencing social media platform. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, and let me give this chance to the gentleman. The good thing about this panel is that we have people who are diehard social media fans, and we have those who kind of like tend not to really care so much about social media. That's what I love about this panel that we have. Mr. Ian.
The one who does not care too much about social media. Not that I don't care, it's just that I don't know why it passed me, but... just as everyone, I think, has agreed that Yes, TikTok is something else. It's a phenomenon. It's something that is big, even for a denier like me. I can tell it's big. I'm not on TikTok. But through other social media platforms,
yeah,
you get secondhand TikTok content.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's big. It goes across all social media. So it's, yeah, I agree, it's big. Personally, I'm not on TikTok, but I'm on Twitter. That is X. And I am on Instagram passively. So those are the only two. I don't know. I told someone that WhatsApp is a social media and said they said I'm old.
Yeah.
It's a big. So I'm on Twitter and I'm on Instagram.
Yeah.
I see blogs listed as a media platform, so I read quite a bit, so that would also be. So I fall not in the too old category. Facebook, no, I'm not in Facebook, but somewhere in the middle, where some social medias are now starting to overtake me, but still somewhere in between.
Nice. To continue the discussion, Mimo,
yeah.
Pauline had asked a very good question to you, had pointed a very good question to you. How do you maintain your relevance? Because you've been an influencer for over, I can say, 2 years,
yeah,
if I'm not wrong. How do you maintain your relevance and till now, I see that you've worked with amazing, very big brands, you've worked with Coca-Cola, you've worked with so very many big brands. How do you maintain your relevance for these brands to continue engaging you in terms of you selling their product, you informing about your audience about your products? How do you maintain your relevance?
I think first and foremost is just being authentic to who you are. Don't start just because you've gotten, you know, hype and now you start doing things that do not really make sense to your brand and also to the audience that followed you. So first and foremost, I'd say just remain authentic to who you are, and that way you won't run out of content because you're doing what you genuinely first and foremost love and passionate about. Secondly, if you for example, if you create food content, let me give an example of that, and people have followed you for, you know, for that, why would you start now cloud chasing with, you know, drama and all that? Because now you'll lose people, and of course the drama sometimes in a kupata, you didn't look for it, it just finds you where you are, but you get what I mean, like you start creating irrelevant hype around your brand instead of just working towards perfecting your craft and also just producing more content. So for me, it's just remain authentic to who you are, and also daily make sure you sharpen. I ensure, like personally, I sharpen my craft. You know, I am improving my content as day goes by. But one thing I usually say, because I get that question a lot, is for me, I just allow content to speak on my behalf. I make sure that I do my best when it comes to content, you know, deliver the best that I can. And that way brands see that, they see the authenticity, they see that you're authentic, they see the consistency. That's another thing. Just because you've gotten hype once, now you sleep. You forget, you know, to create, continue doing that. So consistency is also very key. So being authentic, continue being consistent, and also make sure that you're growing. You know, your brand is growing, your content is growing. Just don't remain stagnant where you are. For example, if you started shooting on a phone, which is good, that's where we all started. Can you see how maybe you can now start, you know, improve your quality, take it to the next level? And that way, there's no way you're gonna do all that and then you just lose. How will I say, you won't grow. Your audience will grow with you. So those are things that I believe have helped me remain, you know, on top of my game when it comes to content creation.
Oh wow, yeah, that's
have
amazing.
I answered your question?
Yes, you've actually answered the question.
Yeah.
And to continue with our discussion, we also found out that 80% of the participants in the survey have ever bought a product that they have seen an influencer advertise.
Yeah.
And 19.61% have never bought a product they've seen advertised by an influencer. If I may ask my panelist here, have you ever bought a product that you've seen advertised by an influencer? Let me give this chance to the gentleman that we have here with us. Have you ever seen a product that, let's say, an influencer talk about, and then you are like, yes, I'm going to get that? Have you ever?
Yes, I have. Travel destination, because someone recommended and showcased it, so I have. I also have a fellow panelist here who is an influencer. So that is why I say WhatsApp status is part of social media, and I saw her WhatsApp status, nice jerseys, bought a jersey. So yeah, I have, and I think it works. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ian has actually talked about purchasing a product that Pauline had advertised. We actually have two influencers here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I might have missed that. Yeah. So, and what about you, Pauline? Have you ever seen a product advertised by an influencer and you went ahead and bought it?
First of all, I'm not sure I'm an influencer. But my influence on WhatsApp makes people buy my products anyway. Yes, Newton, I have purchased quite a number of things. Some being huge investments, just from seeing an influencer who I believe in, or believe their craft, their authenticity. Of course, I did my due diligence to avoid the con men in this Nairobi town. But yes, I have. And I'm quite surprised that the percentage is that high. So it means they are doing a good job, or whatever they're supposed to be doing by influencing us to purchase. Yes.
And what about the Gen Z? Karen?
I think 90% of what I buy is from influencers, right from the food, especially food. I just got used to this habit of either eating ugali ya kana, ama ya spenza, ama ya kavagara. I just cannot buy any other ugali. And the most confusing part is when you just think kavagara has topped the market, mtu anakuta ana, sorry to use this word, the competition grows.
Yeah.
And spends overtakes it. So I end up getting to the market confused. So as I'm walking around the shelves, I'm like, let me just try Spencer at this time. So actually 90% of what I buy is mainly from influencing. Travel, I wouldn't say travel that I consider influencer so much, because I just travel to anywhere I want to anytime. Also nail designs, when you're trying to do your nails, you go and check, hey, what has Diana Mara put this time? You go, dresses, where does she purchase? Oh, that bold. I am telling you, 90% of everything.
Yeah.
Hey, it's that serious for me. Yeah, so it's a recommend. I just feel like these influencers make it easy for us to purchase products.
Their recommendations really
help, because one thing that personally, for what I look as I'm doing online shopping, is has this been advertised by anyone else?
Yeah.
How have they used it before? What was their feeling, or how did they feel after using this product? And most of these influencers, I think, let me call them smart, because they influence products, especially where they are physical locations. So as much as it's online, you see most of them literally taking you to a physical location. So even you as a normal person, when you want something, you can literally go to a physical place and obtain it without having to get on. Yeah, it is authentic, it is nice. And for those that say that quality is good, it is literally good. Yeah. Like, it is literally good. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's a little bit of feedback for you, Mimo Karanja.
Yeah, but also for me, now I know I'm here as an influencer, but now, honestly, as a consumer too,
one of the pages that I really, some of the pages that I really appreciate as a consumer are those who hook you up with restaurants. Because I feel like long ago we just used to know, you know, Sanford, this is and then when you go to like a restaurant like Java, you feel like you've hit the jackpot because that's the only, like, you know, that's the only thing you know, and then you feel like this is it. And then these people, when you go to their page, there are like 100 restaurants that you've never tried that are very affordable within your vicinity. So for me, like also as a consumer, I get influenced a lot, and I know for sure they come through. Now, anakuchanua, you don't remain in your bubble of just the same things over and over again.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And just to bring about more insights from our study, we also found out that we asked the audience, if you came across a product information from these sources, either the company or the influencer, we found out that 54% would buy a product advertised by the company, where about 45% of them said they'll buy a product advertised by an influencer. This is actually a good number, having in mind that the influencers are almost going neck to neck with companies, meaning influencing marketing really is a big thing, and people are highly trusting influencers in purchasing of their product. And to bring in more insights, these are more data from our survey. We found out that these are the types of influencers that many people trust and believe. These are experts in particular fields such as designers and fashion, where about 23% of the audience said that they believe and trust them. Journalists and media influencers, 23% too. Celebrities such as musicians and actors, 17.59%. And social media sensationals, 13%. And regular social media users, 11%. While bloggers and vloggers, 10%. So I just want to divert this conversation a little bit and just ask a question to my panelists. Do you think the influencers influence the trends that we see today? Let me start with you, Mimo Karanja. Do you think the work, rather what you do, influencing, do you think it kind of like shapes the trends that we see today?
Absolutely. Just as I said before, from a consumer side, when it comes to, you know, the restaurants, those people who hook you up with the restaurants, I feel like now they have made the restaurants, you know, going to posh, nice, ambience, are giving some type of restaurants a thing. I believe maybe Karen, Gen Z, you'll agree with me. I don't feel like it is a culture example. I don't think it was really a thing, you know, to just go to the restaurants with your girls, have some cocktails, some good food, brunch. You know, it has become a thing, and I believe it's because of the influence that comes from, you know, the influencers when they tell you or show you these things. For me, at a personal level, yes, absolutely, we set trends. My content is nostalgic, and I'm known as the, you know, throwback. By the time I was coming up with this content, I don't think, okay, I hope I'm not, you know, sijipigi kelele. And
you're actually right. We've all seen your content.
It wasn't a trend. Not so many people were using throwback songs on their stories or on, you know, creating content with throwback music. It wasn't it wasn't there as much. But now, fast forward to now, this became a trend. It went viral. I believe my content made people, you know, remember these songs. Now it's very it's not rare that you find someone using a throwback song on their stories on Instagram. These days, throwback events are being held right, left, and center, which was not a thing before, you know. I'd say my content really went viral. I'd say on TikTok, I think I don't know if it's the side I'm on TikTok. So many people now are creating content with throwback music. And this was not a thing before my content, you know, just took off. So I believe there's a way we influence people, even unconsciously. Like, personally, I am not a fashion or a beauty influencer, but I'll post a picture where I'm dressed up well, I went for this interview, and someone would be like, oh my God, where did you get that, you know, suit from? Where did you get that outfit from? So definitely we set trends. And I think it's even when you look at things that people talk about, mostly it's what they saw influencers talk about. How do you dress? Oh, I saw Nani dress like this, so I bought it. So definitely I'd say influencers are trendsetters.
Yes, that's really good. And what about, let's get a thought from some of our panelists. Do you think that influencers are trendsetters?
Yes, they are. And to some extent, in a harmful way, in the sense that you can't live your life fully influenced. That is basically you not making a decision for yourself when you have to have 90% of your decisions led by, then it is a bit questionable. Not bad, because also you have the ability to curate who you intend to influence you, so you have a bit of control there. But yes, I agree, the society, and especially for the young people right now, influencers do dictate, or rather they do lead the conversation in so many directions. So and despite it having some pitfalls or some areas of challenge, it is also a good thing, because you're now able to find people you relate with. So if someone is influencing you, it's because you find something in common with them, especially when you're going to buy something, I'm assuming, because you've seen someone. It is because you say, I think that person is someone I'd trust and relate to lead me to a good product or something of that sort. So I think influencers have a big role in today's society. And I think and hope that it is done with the intent to lead in the right way, because it is a new, like, sort of responsibility that our influencers have over so many up and coming young people.
Speaking of leading to the right way, now that we know the influencers are making money out of this, so am I selling a advertising a product just to get money because I'm an influencer? Or it's a genuine quality product, you know?
Yeah.
So, because there are some people right now, you go to their page, everything is about advertisements and making money. So are you just selling to get money as an influencer? Or this is a genuine product that you have used and you can admit it for? So that, I think, is one of the pitfalls as well, which I think, at the moment, it's becoming a little bit too much, because you see so-and-so, you just know their page. Anything they post, it's advertisement. Yes, it's paid for. But so that would be my take on that.
How about Karen?
Someone has just said that if 90% of your life is influenced by other people's decisions, I should question myself. But anyway, let me tell you, when someone advertises for you something and you actually find it's good and you make a decision about it, especially after realizing it's good, you'll keep on purchasing it regardless. The only thing that this person has done for you after influencing is this person has cut down the need for you to keep on doing due diligence, as the millennials will keep on doing their due diligence. I'm not saying that due diligence is wrong, but as I've said before, most of the things that are influenced, you literally have a physical shop where you can actually take yourself to. So you taking yourself to the shop, that is your due diligence. So if you literally go and find there's no shop, you have to question yourself.
Yeah.
What were we discussing? I have divided into
influencers.
Influencers do, especially for Gen Z, I think they do so much, because I think Gen Zs are people who are really hyped. We are really hyped and we really want the next thing in the market. So if someone comes up with something that is very interesting, I'm trying to get a product that maybe is so interesting, to especially the travel the travel influencers. Most of us will always want to go to that specific place. And it's not that we just want to go. Most of them keep on flocking, only that we don't realize that we are influencers. I will give an example maybe of clothes.
Yeah.
If someone influences, I love this brand, and then you wear it and you look cute, where are you going? Someone is going to ask you, by the way, you try your top wappy, where did you get that blouse? So and so, and you tell them, by the way, I got it from this place. Mm-hmm. And you want to influence this other person.
Yeah.
So I will say they do.
Yeah.
And on a light or heavy note, I will say that all of us are influencers. We just don't realize that we are. Yeah. Or we just don't have a platform to like share and tell people, hi, I'm Karen, I'm an influencer. I tell people where I get my things from. Yeah. So it's basically that.
I totally agree with the information that we are getting from our panelists, and I just want to shed light on something that Pauline had actually mentioned a little back. She talked about influencers. Some of the influencers tend to sell so much. And I'm going to share with you some of the reasons why some people, from the data that we got, why some people unfollow or stop following a kind of an influencer. And these are some of the data that we got. The majority of people stopped following an influencer because they were no longer trustworthy. That is 17.55% of the audience said they no longer follow an influencer because they were no longer trustworthy. And next one that will actually incline with what Pauline had said, loss of relevance. Many of the influencers, since they already feel like they have the niche, they have the numbers, they divert from what their people know them for, and they tend to lose their relevance. That is 16.75 agreed that they stop following influencers because of the loss of relevance. And another 16% said that the influencers started posting or sharing offensive and controversial content, and others said they stopped following because the influencer started posting boring content, and another 13% said because of change in content focus. And just to highlight a little bit more of that, we found out that 50.09% of the respondents said that they have never unfollowed an influencer, where about 49.91% said they have ever followed an influencer. So let me, as we are almost winding up this conversation, I just want to ask our panelists here, could you mention to me, let's say from the top of your head, who are your top three or three influencers that come in your mind? Let me start this discussion, and let me start with our guest. Mimo Karanja is one of my favorite influencers. And to follow that, I can say I follow a little bit of Kenyan influencers, whereby I follow Crazy Kena. Crazy Kena is a good influencer. And also I also follow Ajib Gadoni. I like how she dances. She's amazing. And to finalize my list, I can say I also follow the Dev Money because I love their travel vlogs. I love their food vlogs, and they are really amazing. That's my top, let's say, three list of influencers that I enjoy watching, and I enjoy their content. If I may ask Karen, who are some of, from the top of your head, who are some of the influencers that you follow?
I'm supposed to mention names, right?
Yeah.
I follow Diana Marua, Diana B on this. I follow her because I keep feeling she has a good parenting style. So she really inspires me in terms of her dressing and in terms of her parenting. So that those are the main reasons why I follow her. Another influencer I follow is Zizette. I love her Christian content. Being a Christian, I really like how she sings, how she preaches, how she just conducts herself. Number three, does it have to be a Kenyan?
It can be anyone.
Oh,
let me give you a chance to broaden that up.
I don't even know. Let me just concentrate on influencers. The third one. The third one. Who is my third one? I can't find my third one.
You can't find a third.
I can't find a third one. But those are the main people that I really, really incline to, especially because of their parenting style. It really, really inspires me. Yes.
What about our gentleman here? Yeah.
For me, as I had mentioned, I rarely do follow people. I do follow Dave Money as well, just because I enjoy they showcase Kenya. It's very weird that they are foreigners and visit Kenya more than I do, so it's something that I aspire to do, travel a bit more. I also enjoy people who can dance well, since I used to dance when I was. So Aji, by the way, I think she dances well.
Are you copying my list?
No, because I do not follow people mostly. So yeah, the people you mentioned, not really. I think it's just that she became too big, so I'm always rooting for the underdog. She's no longer an underdog, but she does really good work. Other than that, I follow tech guys, but tech guys mostly are not Kenyans, not Africans. So there is MKBHD, there is Mr. Who's the Boss, and so
therapy.
Yes, Unbox Therapy. So such guys are the people I follow whenever I follow people.
Oh my, where do I start? Let me start with something serious. Money. Dave Ramsey is one guy I follow just to get financial tips and advice on money matters. Then we have locally fashion and lifestyle. I really look up to Natalie Tewa. I love her vlogs, her travel vlogs, her fashion vlogs or whatever. Then for career tips, I really like Joanne, the career coach. Yeah, both on Instagram and LinkedIn. Then parenting, there's one lady who really got me through my parenting journey at the very beginning. She's Mama Modoni on Instagram. Then just one, I don't know if this is an influencer, but he makes me happy. Comedy, Mr. Tom Daktari on TikTok. One of my faves. And Mimo Karanja, her dance moves.
Let me just add, I think I would choose my dad as Joanne, the career coach. Yeah. Joanne, really.
Nice. Mimo Karanja, let me ask you, I know you are an influencer.
Yeah.
And I also know you also take notes from other influencers.
Yeah.
Who would you say currently, not to be biased, without any order, who would you, from your top of your head, who would you say are your favorite top influencers right now in Kenya?
I think number one, when I open YouTube, the contents, mwenye univamba sana ni Abel Mutua. I like
Kurugenzi.
Yes. I really enjoy his content on YouTube, especially the series Headline Hitters. So he's my number one when it comes to YouTube. When it comes to like long term, someone I really, really love is Nancy Moy. Though these days she's no longer like an influencer, but it's someone for the longest time I have enjoyed her content when she was a YouTuber. Until today, I really enjoy what she puts out and the work, how she has transitioned from we've grown with her from being an influencer to now being a career woman, business woman. There's Jackie Aina. I don't know if you know her. She's Black American influencer. I really enjoy her content. They really hook me up with restaurants.
What about Ombachi?
Honestly, I rarely I rarely consume like cooking content as much. Mm-hmm. But if I was to choose a food influencer, I think she's called Shore for Food. I don't know if you guys have seen her. Shore for Food really I really enjoy her content. I think it's how she narrates. But also Ombachi is good. But I think those are the ones that are coming like on top of my head.
And let me just share a quick list from the top influencers that we got from the survey. In Nigeria, we found out the one who came in strong was Davido. Uh-huh. Davido was the top favorite influencer in Nigeria, gaining almost 18.2%. And Wizkid came in strongly next, number two, and followed by Ali Nuhu, and then Tiwa Savage, and then closing the number five is Linda Ikeji. But for the Burna Boy fans, it came in slightly at number six. And if we can go, you can always get the complete list in our on our Geopoll website, and we will share the website link with you so that you can see the complete list. And following that is top five Kenyan influencers. That is Bahati at number one, and then Azia at number two, and then Diana Marwa at number three, Prezi Kena at number four, and number five is Eric Omondi. Yeah, that's the list of influencers that many Kenyans tend to incline towards. And I want to conclude this discussion that we've had. I just want to give one last chance for our panelists to say their last regards regarding this discussion and some of the data that we've got from Geopoll. And I believe one of our panelists has a question.
Yes. So, Mimo, for
myself,
who may be a future influencer when I decide to go on social media, I have a question which I'm always curious about: what the life of an influencer. So, for someone like me who is it really or never post anything? My WhatsApp status is, I think, from 2019. I don't post anything about myself online. So I'm always curious, does putting yourself out there, for example, just in your Instagram with like 28.8k followers, does putting your image, yourself, your life, your daily on display for all those people, does it change who you are on a daily? Does it, when you're not in front of camera, when you're with your folks, when you're, does it change who you are? Does it make you conscious all the time?
Yes and no. For me personally, I think it has not changed me, especially when it comes to my family and friends. And I have also, it has also helped the fact that they are not my content. The fact that I put my personal life out of social media. So this, I feel like for, I also would love to know like how lifestyle influencers, those people who show their kids, their families, like how do they draw the line, like learning content day, they show some content day. So for me, I think it has, I'd say I am lucky or fortunate for the fact that my life, real life, is not my content. Yeah, I create content, like I create throwback videos, I go out to create content. So whenever I'm at home or with my family, I'm just me with my family, because that's not where my content is necessarily. So I'd say maybe for most, I'd say comedians, we are fortunate for that. I don't want to classify myself as a comedian, but I think, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say, right? Like our lives are mostly out of social media, so there's no need, there's no pressure. And so in real life, you're just yourself. But now maybe that question would be, I would also want to hear what a lifestyle influencer would say, because for them, their daily routine is their content. So for me, I'm fortunate that my daily routine, my life personally, is not my content for the most part.
Maybe Karen, you have an answer since you've been influencing a life.
No, I wouldn't. I don't have a comment because I'm not an influencer.
Yeah.
But I personally feel that unless for those who have exceptions like you, who will say they don't put out their personal life in public. Most of the influencers put out their personal lives in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would start with Diana, as I've said. She literally puts everything. Her including how she sleeps. I don't know what her head thinks. Maybe she feels like every opportunity of her life is a space to generate content.
Yeah.
Which I feel opens her up to more opportunities. Yeah, in my own perspective. If today, maybe there was an advertisement on people who sleep most beautiful, I think she will also take that opportunity to show us how to sleep beautifully.
Yeah.
So I actually say 90% of the time, most of these influencers literally are just put out their lives on social media. Yeah.
Can I add something?
Yes, for sure.
I remember I said yes and no. So I said no for the most part. I'd say like 95% or 90% of my life has not changed, given the fact that I do not share my personal life on social media. But there's a part that has changed where, let's say I'm out in public, I have to sometimes be cautious because now you see with these gossip blogs, mm-hmm. you might be just having fun like a kawaida person and then kesho yake you wake up. You're trending everywhere for doing something a normal person would do, but because you are known out here, it is taken out of proportion, right?
Yeah.
So there's that part of where you have to be cautious quite a bit in terms of what are you doing, where are you doing. You can't trust the public at all times, so there's that part. Yeah, that's the part I'd say it has changed for me.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Very informative, very. I think it has answered my question. And yeah. I think I look for more influencers, especially those who put themselves in front of camera to study and learn and know what happens in their lives.
In their lives, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So as we conclude this discussion, amazing discussion that we had, let me just give one last round one last chance for our panelists to say one or two things about this discussion that we had before we close in. So let me give this chance to Pauline. Yeah, as we conclude this discussion.
All right, thank you, Newton. First of all, very interesting discussion, and I've learned a few things. What would be my parting shot? Just like social media intake, be careful. Who is influencing you, millennials? I mean, Gen Z. Do your due diligence. And just ensure that whatever you're taking in is impacting your life positively, be it your social life, your personal life. Yeah, just be careful whatever you consume and whoever you follow. Yeah, nothing much. Just that. Thank you, Nishan.
Nice.
And thank you, Mimo.
How about the gentleman?
Nice discussion. Nice panel. Always a good time with all of you. So, my take home from this discussion is that just because I don't use it doesn't mean it is not existent. It is not being used. So people are using and learn to appreciate all that because some people are influenced 90% of the time. If I have a business, I am sure I need influencers to be able to reach out to people.
Yes.
So insightful. And as Posh mentioned, some level of caution is also needed and also personal responsibility when you're online. Yep.
Nice. And how about our Gen Z?
Oh, the Gen Z's. I just say the millennials and the others just don't understand us. That is my take home.
We love you.
That was on a light note. So I would still emphasize it's important to be careful when using or being influenced because sometimes things can really go in a way that you hadn't expected just because you saw someone having something. Because all of us have their own choice to make, it's important to really ask yourself, am I buying this because it's beneficial or is just because I've seen someone else doing it? Another take home I will really, really encourage Gen Z's is do not feel pressured because of social media, because we really get pressured over so many things and we forget that the things that are being showcased by these influencers are the things that they want us to see. But behind the scenes, their lives are as normal as us. They still go through challenges. They still go through emotions, heartbreaks, and all that. So whatever has been placed on Instagram or on TikTok is something that someone else thought that it was nice for you to see. However, it does not mean that that is their real state in life. So do not get pressured to get the nicest outfit or to get the best food or to go to the best hotel. Try and live within your means so that you don't get depressed because someone else has a new car and you don't have yet. Maybe it's not your time. For the Gen Z's, we have a long way to go. We're still young. We are still trying to get life together. You still don't know where you are. You just come to work because you just need bills to pay. But you don't even, you've not even decided what you want to do in life. So I'm trying to say you haven't figured life at all. You just started figuring out life. And if you figure out your life from another person's perspective, you will literally fail. Wow. So take time and figure yourself out.
Wow. And what about you, Mimo Karanja? Any last parting shot for the discussion that we just had and some of the insights that Geopol has shared to you as an influencer?
I think it was very insightful for me even as an influencer just to see what the followers out there think about content creation and where they stand in terms of even like why they would unfollow you, things like those. But generally, my last comment would be, again, as you all said, it's good to be discerning, you know. Don't put all influencers in one box. Just because one person did something, oh, this one advertised and it didn't work. Then you assume everything that an influencer, any influencer advertises is true. So first and foremost is, don't put all of us in a box for the mistake of another one person, right? And as you said, we are also human beings. So we genuinely show you what we want you guys to see and not every aspect of my life. There's a point I wanted to put out and it's I'm forgetting. Oh, also, one thing I usually tell people again about just the marketing part is when someone puts out something, you have the right to know if it's for you or not for you. If an influencer puts out some piece of content and you feel like this is not for me, there's no need to now start saying oh they're not good, you know, bashing them, hitting on them. You can just unfollow, quite honestly, and just know maybe you're not the target audience. Same thing as products they advertise. Let's say, for example, for skincare, you might buy something that does not work for you, but it does not really necessarily mean that the influencer lied. It might be you bought something that does not work for you. So it's also important to know what works for you as an individual. Even for me as a consumer, you know, I also consume content. There are things I'll see and I'll be like, I'd use and it doesn't work. Does it mean the influencer lied? No, maybe I just have problematic skin and this product was not made for my skin type. So I need to look for something that will work for my skin type, right? So there are those things where we crucify people for things that sometimes, if it's not really their fault, PRCC, we can just, you know, we, as consumers, practice due diligence, yeah. And not put influencers in this pedestal of like they're, I don't know. So there's that much too. Yeah. And also when we post ads, I mean, like for me, I'd say I started content creation in 2016 and it started paying me in 2021. Now people are mad that I'm advertising and eating, getting money. Quite fair.
it's a job to you, as it is a job to us right here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when it starts paying off support, then we could take care for 5 years for free. For support. But I also get the point of it can be too much. I get that point. But also, usi kasirike sana, support them, and if you feel it's not for you, you're gonna write here, go and follow. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so there's that point of, they have to put food on their table, you know, one or another. So if they're doing a genuine job, let's practice grace at the end of the day.
I just want to thank everyone for listening and for joining us here at Geopol Talks. I really want to thank my panelists here for joining us for the discussion, Ian, Pauline, Gen Z, Karen, and our amazing guest, Mimo Karanja. You can always find Mimo Karanja on Instagram and on TikTok via the same name, Mimo Karanja. And you can also find out the full report about this discussion that we've just had from the Geopol Talks. And you can find this full report at the Geopol website via the blog section. And we look forward to hearing from the audience and what they have to say about this podcast, that with the discussion that we just had, and looking forward for the next time whereby we will be talking about other Geopol surveys that we have conducted from different parts across Africa and across the globe. Thank you so much for listening. See you in the next one. Peace.